Time, you know what I mean, Mary?
Yes.
Come on up to this microphone and let me introduce Mary Vallivanti, my pet sitter, and your company is called At Your Door Pet Sitter. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, thank you. Awesome.
I recently took a wonderful vacation, and I think what most of us probably worry about if we don't take our dogs or cats with us is we worry about them, no matter what, if we board them or whatever. And I just want to tell you that I really enjoyed the fact that I didn't have to worry with you coming and walking my dogs twice a day, and then you'd send me a picture, hey, Mom, we're doing fine, and it was just such a relief to not have to worry.
How is Scarlett and Bella doing?
They are doing just fantastic.
Awesome, awesome.
And I can also tell you walked them longer than I did, because when I got home, they wanted to keep going on our route. I'm like, oh, yep, Mary took care. Mary spoiled you right.
I take them to the park. I took them to the park down the road.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
It was, they liked the sniffing, and Scarlett liked to pee on everything.
Oh, yeah. I think they sniff more than they walk, don't they?
That's crazy. She does.
But so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the pet sitting business. I know you used to be a veterinary in tech, right?
Yeah, I started my career back up in Black Mountain, North Carolina. I used to live outside of Asheville, and I got my start there. I was a vet assistant, knew nothing about animals, and this Dr. Wagner took me in, and for 5 years I learned the proper technique of holding an animal, taking care of them, cleaning the cages, you know, cleaning up after parvo, you know, doing surgeries. I mean, we've done surgeries for eyes, you know, inoculation, taking the eyes out. We've had amputations. So it was really cool. It was really fun. So then I got down here. We moved down here to Fairhope, Alabama, and I worked at a couple of places and got laid off. And then I decided that, you know, I wanted to work for myself. So I just printed up some cards and went on my way. And been doing it ever since. I went full time April 20th, 2016 was the date I decided to quit my job and go full time. And
wow.
And been doing great ever since, except for, of course, last year, 2020 wasn't the greatest with COVID.
No, it wasn't the greatest for most everybody.
No, I know.
So when you come in and do a service, I know we talked initially, the first time you kept my animals, you came over to meet them.
Yes, ma'am.
And we took a walk, and they got comfortable with you. You sat on the floor and played with them. So you'll do an initial meet and greet,
yep,
if you will.
Yep.
Before you get started.
Yes, ma'am. And even if I do a meet and greet, and let's say I'm just doing a meet and greet, and you guys do not have... you know, you don't have a schedule for me, and maybe the schedule is a couple of months away, I'll come over again and reintroduce myself to the dogs. No charge. I'm usually I don't overcharge or do anything. Mine's flat rates. Don't, you know, so I pretty much will come over and reintroduce myself.
Mm-hmm. And your fees, I thought, were extremely reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you came twice a day, which was wonderful for my dogs, because they're rotten. Every time I walk in the front door, they expect to walk.
Oh, yeah. They want to go out.
Yeah, so literally, we go out probably 2, 3, 4 times a day. So it was important for them to keep that regular schedule and not to be so out of place and discombobulated when mama's not home.
Yeah, normally people will do it twice a day. Some people do 3 times. I do a drop-in visit also that people like. If I do a 2 full visits, a morning and evening, sometimes if they don't have a doggy door, or if they're crated or something like that, then I offer to come in and just let them out to go to the bathroom and replenish their water or whatever they need, and then I leave. And normally that fee is $5 less than what I would charge for a normal visit.
I was real surprised. I don't know if you want to mention the rates on the radio or not, or we can just leave it with the fact that they're very reasonable and they can call you.
Well, I can mention the rates. The rates are fine. My service is basically, if you go to my website,
atyourdoorpetsitter.com.
And it spells out pretty plainly what I have for services. I don't only just do pet sitting. I do dog baths along with that, where I would pick them up, take them to a do-it-yourself doggy wash. There's one Dirty Harry's up on 98, or Molly over here at mm-hmm. Give a Dog a Bone. And then I basically give them a professional wash like you would at a groomer's, because I used to do professional washing at a groomer's, so mm-hmm. I know how to. They would get right. their full blow dries, they get their anal glands, their ears, their teeth clean, and everything. And then it gives you, it goes by size, so it gives you on the website what mm-hmm. the price is per size. Also do overnight care. Overnight care is just, I come and I'll come between 6 and 7 usually, stay to the next morning. I also have a 24-hour care where I spend pretty much the whole day there, but I'm allowed to go out and do my errands like you would have to do.
Right.
But the pets aren't left alone any more than 4 hours at a time.
Okay. All right.
So I have that service, and I do pet taxi. So if you need your dog taken, or a cat, taken to the groomer, the vet, whatever, I can pick them up and take them wherever you need to be.
You also, correct me if I'm wrong, because of your background in veterinarian technician, you can even administer some meds.
Yes, ma'am.
That type of thing.
Right? Yeah. I know how to do sub-Q fluids. I know how to, you know, give shots and all that, change bandages. So I come with a wide variety of experience.
And I really like that. Not to knock other pet sitters that do it because they love animals, but you've got the background and the training. So to me, that gives me a peace of mind, too, that you might notice if the dog doesn't feel well or is getting sick or if something's happened, you know.
Yeah.
I just have total peace of mind when you're keeping my dog.
And I'm interacting with the client while I'm taking care of your pet on vacation. I'll send you photos or videos, or I'll send you a text, let you know how they're doing. And I welcome the owner to call me at any time or while they're on vacation, how they doing, what mm-hmm. you know, what's going on. So I'm in straight communication with them.
Yes, that's one thing I really liked, because I would, like you said, you would send us a picture, hey, Mom, of the dogs or something, or your website will say, your visit is complete, how did you like the visit?
Right.
I didn't always fill those out because I was on vacation, but still.
Right.
You know, but it was still really neat. I don't think we really got to the prices if you wanted to mention them.
Yeah, so the regular visit is $18, so it's 20 to 30 minutes. A drop.
See, to me, that was just crazy. You come to my house twice a day, you do the water and the food, you love on them, you take them for a nice long walk and bring them back, lock up and leave, $18.
Yeah.
That's just, wow, I thought that was great.
So thank you. So the drop-ins are usually they're not any more than 10 minutes. I'm just coming by, checking on them, making sure everything's fine, so that they can go to the bathroom. That's 13. My overnights are at $50, and my 24-hour care is at 80. And then for the pet taxi, it's $15 for pickup and $15 drop-off.
That's very, very reasonable. So if you, for any reason, you need a pet sitter or pet service, as we've talked about, from overnight to just a brief visit, I encourage you to use my gal, Mary Vallivanti, at your door, pet sitter. Before you got here, we did a little Google. Just put in pet sitters near me, and you pop up. Not too far down, scroll just a little bit, and you will see at your door pet service, or at your door pet sitter, and you've got a 5-star rate. Remind me to do a Google review, because I'm just so pleased with
thank you, I appreciate that.
It just makes a huge difference when you're going on vacation to not have to worry mm-hmm. about your dogs, and I never had to worry. It was just such a relief.
They were sweet puppies.
They're rotten, aren't
they? Oh, Scarlet. Scarlet's a little, she's a little devil, but she's so funny. She got a lot of spunk in that little body of hers.
Doesn't she, though?
Yeah, she does.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you so much. Is there anything else you want to mention that we haven't thought to ask?
I do a referral program. So if you refer someone to me, then they get a free visit. The people who refer me get a free visit. So.
Oh, good. I got a bunch of free visits.
Yeah,
then,
you do.
All right. Once again, At Your Door Pet Sitter. You can find that online and on Facebook, or call the phone number
251-213-5298.
213-5298. Thank you so much.
Thank
Mary.
You very
Appreciate
much.
It.
Appreciate it.
And I hope everybody will give her a call that needs her services. I just can't sing her praises enough. It is 8:32.